Wherever I go with all of my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Wherever I go with all of my heart. Does that mean we physically go someplace and we go with all of our heart, all of our enthusiasm, all of our joy? Or does that mean that we go to some spiritual awareness within ourselves, and there's where we go with all of our heart and all of our joy and all of our awareness? What is it that we're doing? What is it that we're, where are we going with all of our heart? Well, actually, we're going nowhere. Everything we do is right where we are. And as the saying goes, where I hang my hat, that's my home. I'm home wherever I hang my hat. Ellen never appreciated that because we had the little incident in Switzerland where she says, make yourself at home. And so I did, and I had to tell her to do that because she didn't do it spontaneously herself. And then I made myself at home, and I enjoyed her wine cellar and everything else. And she said, hey, you know, you're a guest. And I said, no, no. You said make myself at home. And I ceased to be a guest when I started to make myself at home. Well, we had some guests on campus the other day, and the lady said, am I welcome here? And I said, you're welcome, but you're not invited. Because if I invite you, then I must be your host, and I must take care of you, and I must entertain you, and I must show you a good time here. And that's not what I'm going to do. You are welcome here to come and participate in the program and be a member of the activity here and do all the things that we do. But if you don't want to do our program, you are not welcome here. Because if you go into a spa and you keep your clothes on in the spa and you look around at all the people who are enjoying the spa and running around naked and so forth, and you're in your clothes, you're not very welcome there. They say, what is that person doing? You know, what is the reason that they're here? Or you go to a nudist camp and you have your clothes on. People say, well, what a strange person that is. Why did they come here in the first place? Or you go to a sports game and everybody else is playing with the with their shorts and other things as they pop the basketball around the court, and you have your street shoes and you have your street pants and you have your jacket, perhaps, you know, and your tie. And they say, hey, get with it, you know. When you play this game, part of the game is dressing to play the game. Well, this is what we do. Wherever we go, whatever we participate in, whatever we are, we do it with all of our heart and all of our activity. We enter into it. Now, again, as I talk with all of you and I tell you illustrations, and like I said to this young lady the other day, I said, now pretend that your brother was a bad boy and did some dumb thing. Would you go around telling the world about it? And she said, don't use my family as an example. And I said, hey, this is just an example. This is not that he did something. Apparently he did something. This is not that he did something. It's that if it were so, would you go around telling the world about it? And the answer is no. Because being a family member with all of your heart, you keep your mouth shut. If you advise your brother, now you go and tell the police that you robbed that bank. But I'm not going to turn you in. I'm not going to turn. That's for you to turn yourself in. Because you're my brother. Now, if the brother went to the neighbor's house and said that he robbed a bank, the neighbor would call the police and say, get over here, I got a bank robber on my hands. And he should do that, because he's not family. You understand? When you are family, you have responsibilities to the family. You know, you do what you're supposed to do in the family. Like it says, wherever I go with all my heart. So if you're going to participate in your family affairs, then that's your family. If you're going to participate in the world, like going to your neighbor and saying dumb things, well, then you're not any longer forgiven by your family, because you're doing this out with your neighbors. Now, what if you were just going out and doing nice things for people, doing wonderful things for people, and you do it with all your heart? Do you think it's going to be appreciated? If you do, you're doing it with the wrong motivation. You're not doing it with all your heart. You're doing it because you want feedback. You want someone to say, oh, aren't you a wonderful person? Oh, aren't you a lovely person for doing this and making my life all this richer and more beautiful? And if that's what you're doing it for, there are times that you will not get the feedback you want. And then you'll say, nobody appreciates me. Nobody understands me. And you're right. Nobody wants to understand a person who needs to have appreciation for everything that they do. And you don't get it. But this is just all part of the game of living. It's a part of the game of life. What is it that we want out of life? If we give with all of our heart, unconditionally, and that's a toughie, if we give with all of our heart unconditionally, we'll find that we are just always happy because we don't expect anything back. We don't expect feedback. We don't expect the people to act upon what we've done. I've said to so many people, if I gave you $1 million right now, what would you do with it? Quick, you know, quick, what would you do with it? And they couldn't think of it because they cannot conceive. You say, yes, I could. But no, you couldn't. All right, what would you do if you had $1 million out loud?
I would buy myself a property and a house and would do some traveling and invest the rest.
Nothing left.
No, she would invest the rest. Not that expensive, you can be sure.
Yeah, well, you see, now, she has been asked this question before, so she's ready. But a point from this is, if you are not thinking in this vein, you have generally nothing in your mind. You see, you had something in your mind because we've run across this once or twice before.
Because it's a dream of mine.
Well, it's a dream of yours, but the thing is, all right, let's just look at your dream for a moment. Her dream is to have a house. All right, the house is going to cost, say, $100,000. Her dream is to have to travel. And her travel would cost her, say, let's just say another $100,000. And then you said you'd invest the rest. So she invests $800,000 in stocks and bonds and stuff like that. Now, what would that bring her as a return? It would bring her a return of maybe about $40,000 a month to live on.
Oh,
huh?
That's nice.
Oh, sure, it's nice. But it properly invested. I mean, I presume you'd properly invest it. Okay, so then she could live very comfortably, not touching the principal of the $800,000. Now, this is incorrect. And the point is, what would you do if I gave you $1 million? And that means you have to dispose of it entirely and not use it for investment, not use it for anything else. Because if you use it for investment, you're not spending it. You are investing it. You're getting a return. It's still yours. Of course, if you buy a house, it's yours too. And if you travel, then that's something that might be considered. But what are the ramifications of these things? What are the symbols of these things? The point is, if I gave you $1 million, and I said, what would you do with it? What should your answer be to me?
Give it to the uni.
No. That's nice too. That's nice. I think that's a good statement. But what?
Spend it.
What? If I gave you $1 million, what could your answer be?
I say thank you.
Your answer is, I say thank you, and I do whatever I please with it. I do whatever I please. There are no limitations. There's no right and wrong. See, now, as I'm feeding you this stuff, and I'm saying, you know, you're not spending it. You're doing this. You know. And you say, hey, that's my money. What would I do with it? I would enjoy it. I would enjoy it. And I don't have to get limitations on it. I don't have to get specifications on it. I would just enjoy it. But you see, right away, when someone says to you something that you're not used to experiencing, what would you do if you won the lottery? Well, I'd go out and buy this, do that. Hey, no, no. If I won the lottery, I would probably go to a business management firm and say, I've won the lottery. Now, what recommendations would you give me so that I would have this money for the rest of my life to enjoy a happy, harmonious, good life without being foolish with it, you know? You know, could you say that? And that'd be intelligent, wouldn't it? Or you go to your brother-in-law, who is an investment counselor, and he says, oh, invest it with me, invest it with me. Yes, indeed. Oh, boy, we can do a lot of fun with this here, you know? And what's your brother-in-law thinking? He's thinking, my cut on this, my percentage, and that's what he's thinking. You see, that's what he's thinking. However, if you go to a bona fide investment counselor, they're still thinking that way too. But they're not thinking that way because they're doing this every day, and they're doing it for the benefit of the people they're doing it for. And you can more or less rely on them. And you see, whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Now, can you say to me, well, I would do whatever made me happy, and I'm not sure what that is just at the moment, but I would do whatever made me happy. I would do whatever delights me, whatever inspires me. I do it with all my heart. Now, is that the wrong answer?
No,
that's a perfect answer. But the thing is, the moment you start saying specifics, then you start and say, my house is worth $1 million. Ah, there it goes. How am I going to maintain that house? How am I going to maintain the activity? And of course, $1 million house today is not a big deal.
No.
So that's not something that we have to be concerned about. But that's something you have to be concerned about. $1 million still does a lot when it is properly handled. And it's not a matter of investing it or not investing it. It's just a matter of saying, am I running off at the loose ends just because I've gotten this wonderful gift? Or am I living in a certain balanced life? I read about a woman one time who won $20 million. It's way back when it was a lot of money. And she was working for a particular company. She was bookkeeper or something like that. And so the newspaper went to visit her and said, now that you have won $20 million and you can do anything you want to do, what are you going to do? Now, are you going to quit your job? Quit my job. My job's satisfying to me. I like it. I'm staying there. Now, she doesn't need the money, you know, but she needs to be needed. She needs to apply her talent somehow. Right? I'm quitting my job, you know. Well, don't do that. If you really like your job, if you really like it, buy the company. But don't quit your job. Just stay there and do a wonderful job. And this, let's look at Bill Gates again. Bill Gates has so much money, you know, you can't even think about it. But, and his wife is, you know, equal to half of it. And so what did Bill Gates give his wife to do? To manage the giving of the money, the philanthropic aspect of the money, sharing with others, you know, heading the committee or the whatever that gives out this money. Now, here she is, the richest lady in the entire world, and she spends her time giving away money, but giving it away so that it does a beneficial thing in her mind. Now, if her little brother came to her and said, I'd like to start a business and do this, yes, dear, anything you want, you know, she wouldn't even be very cautious about it because her love for her brother would make her, you know, be a little uncautious, which doesn't matter. I mean, the money is the money, you know, it doesn't matter to them. They could give the little brother the money and say, go have a long vacation. But they want to do this because it is something close to their heart. And they do it with all of their heart. Now, is she so busy giving out millions of dollars every day that she doesn't have time to take care of her children? No way. She segments her day so that she can do all the things she wants to do and not be pushed, not be rushed. Is there a time limit under which she must give away $1 million a day, or 12 million, or 100 million? No. She sets her own time limit. Wow. Isn't that a great way to go with all your heart? Just think, if you were to set your own time limit, your own schedule for yourself of where your values are in life, where would you set them? You had the billions of dollars and you could do anything you wanted to do, but you're not going to sit at home eating bonbons, because soon you'll be fat as a hog and you'll die. You know? It just doesn't work that way. And what you do, you participate in life. You get active. Now, traveling is not their thing. They travel, perhaps, but not significantly, you understand? That's not their thing. It never was. They could have afforded to do it throughout a great share of their life, but that's not it. Do they love their home? Oh my, yes. Do they love their children? Oh my, yes. Do they have a very secluded life, as much as they can handle it? Yes. Do they have parties? Yes. Do they invite friends in? And what do? The friends play the games that they like to play. Usually mind bogglers. Games that keep the mind really tip-top and onto some interesting ideas. But they do it with all their heart. Now, what would you do? And I say, okay, now if I were Mrs. Gates, or if I were Bill Gates, this is what I would do. No, you wouldn't. Because you're an entirely different person. You have entirely different desires that you would do with all your heart. Truly, truly. I personally would not be Mrs. Gates doing her philanthropic work, because I do not believe that giving away money is going to benefit the world. I would let someone else do it. You know, I would have a management team handle that if that's what had to be done. But for me, I would like to go out and speak. I would like to go out and share. I would like to go out and open people's hearts with my thoughts and words. I would perhaps buy a television station, you know, on the super network. Maybe a radio, maybe whatever, you know, because that could be so illuminating. But I wouldn't do the nitty-gritty stuff. I would just present the talks and let other people creatively set up a background of magic behind me, you know, like flying unicorns and so forth. But I would just do my thing. Now, my thing's different than your thing. If your thing was speaking, if your thing was sharing, you would be out doing it too, but you're not. You're here doing whatever you're doing, because this is what turns you on. And if it doesn't turn you on, you shouldn't be here. But if it turns you on, then you're in your right place. Do it with all your heart, with all your love. Don't keep looking for the little house with the picket fence around it, because you'll never get it, because you don't really want it. You just say you want it. If you really want it, you'd go and get it, and you can have it. You can do anything you want to do in this life, anything, if you will just put the cause in motion in your heart and do it with all of your heart, and you'll have it. And that's for true. That's for true. And the biggest part of this whole thing that I'm sharing with you this morning is life is a game. Play it. Whatever you say your life is, that's your game. Play it. I oftentimes ask you to play a game with me. I say, now pretend, you know, use your imagination. I can't do that. I can't do it. I wish I could. I wish I had your crazy imagination that goes wandering off into the infinite cosmos. But you do. But you don't choose to use it. You use it differently. Now, it's not either good or bad. But what is it that are your values? What is it that is important to you? What is it that you'd like to do? What is it that you'd like to be, and where'd you like to go? Well, now, are you on the road, or have you sort of just fallen into a certain rhythm that is acceptable because it doesn't demand too much of you, and you can be at home and pleasant about it? Or is it really rewarding in your heart that makes you feel so good? And you do it with all your heart. Never any feeling that you're being put upon, or you're being used, or you're being misused, or something like that. Even being used, and Never feel that you're giving your best. Never feel you're giving your best. Always feel, hey, I could do that a little better. And then go for it. Because then life has enthusiasm and joy. Life is over when you have done your best and it's you presented your wad to the world, you know, and it's done. And then you die. And that's okay. Or you live doing exciting things, liking yourself, taking all your enthusiasm and pouring it out with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being. Yeah, wherever I go with all of my heart. Can that be said of you? I would like that. Because no matter how hard you think I am on you, I love you. I love you.
I love you too.